Welcome, respected Mohini Didi, who I'm sure many, many of us, if not everyone, know very well from many service programs, including the Avyakti Pariva program. So just a very brief introduction of Mohini Didi. She came to Gyan in as a child with many of her family members in Delhi, and she was a student of political science and journalism, where she graduated in 1961. She served around India, establishing many centres, and also had contact with Brahma Baba, and has a lot to share about that as well. In 1974, she moved abroad, and in 1978, established the national headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris in North America, where she's based now. She's a representative of the Brahma Kumaris to the UN. I'll finish soon. And the regional coordinator of the Americas region. But to top all that, she's the additional administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris, appointed in May 2021, and is the first additional administrative head outside of India to be appointed as such. So a very, very warm welcome, Mohini Didi. And she'll be interviewed by Sister Gopi on the topic of accumulating all treasures.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. As I was entering hall, felt the presence of Dari Janki, especially, of course, she has given us so many treasures, a good example of renunciation, of sacrifice. And sometimes I jokingly say, she gave me inheritance of wheelchair. It seems someone had to be using that vehicle. But I really felt, and Gyan Sarovar had been our home for so many years. We had been staying in Gyan Sarovar. I had been staying in, was in Pandabhavan. Then Dadi Prakashmani asked all seniors to move here. I don't remember how many years, but anyone remembers from Dadi's cottage? How many years? 2000. From 2000, we were in Gyan Sarovar. And I don't think we stayed much in Shantivan, only during NCCC, because they are large number, they need many halls. So we start using Shantivan, Manmohini complex. And so I had been staying there more. And also one of the reason was NCCC, but also trying to understand how do we work with local departments and the system there. same yagya everywhere, same systems, but it's larger there. It's quite large number of nivasis, sevadharis, and now the traffic, foot traffic and car traffic is so much. Even foot traffic, even when you have to walk, there are crowds and crowds. And if you go out when class finishes and people have to go for dinner, then you see big crowds. And of course in India there is a lot of different kind of devotion. They have knowledge and yoga, but also, and I was able to read Murli this morning, and any point they like, they will clap. Every point they like, they were clapping. I said, before was Omanli, now is Hansmanli. Hansmanli means swans, because all was packed, 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 you know. It's about 11,000. It will be 15 within 2-3 days. So is everyone okay? Everyone well? Taking what you need to take? Yes? I'm not hearing. You taking or you receiving? You getting, right? It's both ways, no? What you get and what you try to take and make it belong to you. I'm really, really glad that I could come, and I know that I'm little bit late because again something or other comes up. So,
Didi, thank you. I think your love and everyone's love here has also pulled you here. Isn't that so? Yeah?
No, why love? Call me. I mean, I should be spending more time. But we have equal number there too. So.
Yeah. And Didi, there's, I think, over 200 newcomers. Can you stand up so Didi can see you, those who've come to Madhuban?
Or raise your hand.
Or raise your hands.
200 new. New means what?
New means first time Madhuban, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Because they are very old from last kalpa.
Very.
They're not new. They belong to the family kalpa after kalpa.
Yeah.
But first time to Madhuban.
First time to Madhuban. Yes.
200. Let me see hands again from different countries.
Yes.
Are you comfortable at your home? Yes, everyone? Yes. Very good.
Okay. So, over the next little while, we want to draw out from Didi as much as possible on this subject of accumulating treasures. One of the things you talked about just now was how in Bharat there's a lot of bhavna. And I guess the first question I have for you is, what is the basis of accumulation? I know in Hindi they say bhavna se bhara milta hai, you know, everything is a return of bhavna. So could you elaborate a little bit more on this topic of bhavna and the basis of real accumulation?
Within us and whatever we have to do, there should be pure feelings, altruistic feelings, loveful feelings. So bhavna is doing more from the heart. More you do something from your heart, it changes into abundance. How many of you believe or feel or experience the benefit of offering bhog. Because there are two. One is, and I really admire when there was a time, I think once I was in Australia, some other also Western countries, when especially brothers, they will wake up for Amrit Vela, cook something, get ready, they have to go for work. But amazing is when they come back, take shower, you have to cook something because they have to offer Baba. And there was so much love. Whatever they can make, they offer to Baba. One is that bhog, another is once in a while, it's your birthday or, you know, some celebration, or there are certain reasons you want to offer bhog. But I feel, I always tell them, because I get lot of requests for offering bhog. This happened, that happened, whatever. And it's first time in my life, for 3 years, I had been offering bhog every Thursday. I never done that. No, you do it maybe when in the beginning, at the center I will offer regularly, but there are other sisters, so we take turns also. But 3 years, every Thursday. So we get requests for bhog. Start from Tuesday. My bhog, my bhog, my bhog. So I said, okay. In Path of Bhakti, we are so much used to bargaining with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this happened, I will offer this much, if this, but even very rich people, if this thing happened recently in one of the biggest temples, biggest in the sense of devotees, number of devotees, someone donated 300 kilo of gold because he got grandchild. And I think it was twin. He's the richest person in India, I think in the world or India. So I was telling them that it's all right to thank Baba, to express whatever we want to, because bhog is really my expression of whatever present are my either needs or difficulties or challenges. But to offer bhog without any reason, like there is a brother, he said, every first Thursday of the month, I have to offer bhog to Baba. And I know that at center too, right, everyone, interns or otherwise, they like to offer bhog. And I know that Dadi Janki had lot of importance for bhog. Even now, I haven't gone to London for a while. The way the bhog is prepared, very traditionally, one of the things which, it might be a little long, right, answer?
It's okay.
I went to, in the beginning, when I was 11 years old, so Dadis came to my grandfather's home. So we children were excited with 5-6 in white saris. But also there was some attraction, was some kind of pull. But because one of my auntie and uncle surrendered, they were just married after 1 year. They surrendered in 1937. So everyone in the family was, save your children, save your daughter, because they knew that maybe they will leave. So we were not allowed to meet them, talk to them. But you know, children, when they are stopped, they are more curious. So we will go from the back door when they are about to leave. They used to come from front door. But those days, grandfather was like the guard of the family, right? Where are you going? When you coming? Especially for the girls. So what your Baba eats. We will ask, what can we send for your Baba? We only have cookies and candies. We don't have pani. Can we send some? No, no, he doesn't eat. Because we used to feel there is a mountain and this Baba lives there. We didn't know anything more. So what Baba eats? They say Baba eats pera. Pera is a little, but from the milk they make it. These days they make from different things, but it's pure milk, right? I know many are vegan and all that, but so they make little balls, so very nice. And until now in London, they make pera. And when I look at it, I just feel that they have continued with that bhavana. You know, so bhavana is with love. You know, we say in Murli, word bhakti generally is translated as devotion, but bhakti is worshipping. We all have devotion, no? We don't do bhakti, but we have devotion. What do you think? Yes or no? So, we have devotion, but we don't worship. That's the difference. So, in bhavana, like I am 63 years now, I have so much bhavana for bhog. What to share with Baba? Not keep taking. So it was my first birthday in Gyan. So I bought, I didn't buy, but I got, my family bought 1 kilo of cashews. And I said, let me send it to Baba, because they make sweet from that. And so I sent, and Baba sent me back half of them, that you send Shudra, and then Baba got it roasted with little salt. Naturally it's more tasty. And he said, I'm sending you Brahmins. It's like the sharing love with Baba, exchange with Baba. So bhavana is like, it's your love, it's your devotion, it's your pure feelings, and it's something very, very much not connected with head, but it's heart. Because if it's with the head, why we have to do this? Until now some say, oh, offering bhog also is bhakti. You know, it's like, not like relationship. Then there is relationship with God.
I think, Maini Ben, you've touched upon a very important subject, this whole thing of a pure offering to Baba, and how when that's done with love and Baba accepts, it starts to create a flow of abundance. And it takes us out of the transactional nature of bhakti, you know, like expecting something in return, but it really sows the seed of pure feelings and love. And I want to kind of take that a bit further into your own personal experience, because this whole seed of creating and building a capacity to love, in your own journey, how has that developed? Because my own experience of you, and I've known you for many years, I have observed over the years, as you have shared Baba's wealth of knowledge, that they have not just been points, but they've come from your experience, and now, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, the feeling that you're not just giving the wealth of knowledge, but you're sharing Baba's love and power so that we can fulfill it as well. And that for me is a capacity that I see has grown in you. And I guess for me the question is, what has helped you shift into that mode? Because all of us receive wealth from Baba, treasures from Baba, and yet somehow in the way that you're communicating and sharing your wealth, the beneficiary is receiving it. So what's shifted in you that's allowed this flow to happen?
I think all of us, even before coming to knowledge, had love for God, right? Faith in God. And different ways we did our devotion in all different religions, whatever background we had. But for me, the eternal relationship, I didn't know about soul, my eternal relationship is with God. Every relationship has a lifespan. One birth, another birth, but with God is eternal relationship. And I felt, part of the energy, means I will say, I always felt that I do belong to God. My roots are in God. And my nature, everything is from the God. So somewhere I deeply always connected, even before coming to Gyan. And recognition after getting knowledge of who God is. So Baba talks of yoga of intellect, all relationships, all that was later on. But this whole feeling that he is the only one actually. Even there is big family. And then also what I notice, that everyone, even if they are giving you love, is seeking love. They are giving you love in the sense of, oh, I love you and all that. But deeply within I found they are seeking love. And what I found that it is only God's love which you can share with others without creating any attachment or bondage. So I never say I love you, but God loves you. Yeah, Baba loves each one of us, right? Baba loves all of us, yes? So share with others. How do love is, I think it's not question of develop, but it's the power. How do I use it, right? Someone said that Brahma Kumaris are loving, always smiling, and always giving, because this is a Jewish woman, was the first student in Harmony House, because we are in Jewish area, very, very staunch Jewish. She said, Sister Mohini, you all are givers because what you giving is God's love. The peace you experience from God, the joy you all experience from God, the power. And she said, because of that, you all can be very loving. You all come very close to us. But still you are not attached. Sometimes some people say certain things and we underline that that's how it should be. It might be they are part of it. But when she said it, I realized it's true. Because people do relate to this. So I think that when we look at whatever I receive, I will give. One, of course, to have relationship with Shiv Baba. But when Shiv Baba comes in Brahma Baba, amazing, the love changes into care, changes into protection. So much love, so much care. Can you imagine highest authority then? Brahma Baba himself was highest authority. And I am leaving Madhuban at the gate of Pandavavan, the main one. Baba walks with us sometimes, but Bachi, no, daughter is Bachi. Have you taken food? Mm-hmm. Has somebody arranged for transport? That personal care, and I remember when I do it now, we have departments, right? So when I say, okay, this one is coming, who is going? Well, let's say somebody coming from Madhuban. So I want them to be received well. Sister Moini, that's not your department. We taking care. I said, but the way I was given, I have those sanskars and I will do. You all shouldn't feel that you're not doing well, but I will still ask you. Until now, one of the tradition that Boli Dadi, you know, all heard about Boli Dadi? Yes? Yeah, you all don't reply, right, at all. So, Boli Dadi, before Murli, when Dadi ji is going to read Murli, will go to her room to discuss what will be whole day's Brahma Bhoja, what will be breakfast, what is lunch, what is dinner. If I am in New York, whichever sister is cooking will call me and say, what should be the Brahma Bhoja? Because that's how traditionally happened. So that's why we used to say, Boli Dadi and Dadi Prakashmani. Both are dadis, and one will give knowledge, but other will give us the food, you know. So the love expressed in a real way, you know, I always say, God as human, that is through Brahma Baba. He was human and he was God. And amazingly what he did. There was no facility. You are sitting on sofa, we sat on carpet in front. No proper toilets. You have to carry your half full hot water bucket from far away and then you go to take shower. We didn't mind, even we came from very modern setting of the life, but we didn't feel anything. There was so much love and care Baba gave. So I think whatever Baba gave us, you're not giving your pocket from your pocket. Give what Baba is giving us, that's all. And as much you give, Baba has to fill those treasures. You know, I don't even think of return or abundance or generosity. I just say that this is what. And that is why this whole month, your stage of perfection will reveal God. So I said, even forget about stage of perfection, but even in an ordinary way, we all are different. We have not only got, we found it, but we are full. Whatever, to whatever extent, we are full. Our peace, our love, our kindness, our compassion. We are different. We have lot of treasures because we receive lot of treasures. And out of that, how do I know? Because you are, Baba says, bestowers. Yesterday, I think, whenever I was with NCs, I said, capacity to share blessings is what we need now. And it's not blessing, you say. I mean, of course, we have blessing cards. When we leave New York up to Delhi, we use 100 toli. Can you imagine? There are 4 pilots and 18 air hostesses. Everyone wants toli. And then now, when I, can I get my daughter? Can I get her? And then we reach Delhi. Porters, everyone, they want toli and a blessing card. And we prepare especially fresh toli. Because they say once in lifetime they get it. It's not same pilots every year. Every time in the flight, I come by Air India and there are twice a year. But what I'm saying that, how do we express, how do we share whatever God has given us? And one lot of things, of course, we learn. One is that is love for tolling. In Mexico we have finished everything. Now going through security to go in the flight. And she has this little container. So we say, Dadi, give us now. No, no, no. Maybe still there is somebody. He didn't get tolling. So one time I asked Dadi, what is the importance of giving tolling? Because we had conference in UN. We had just become member of United Nations. And first conference, there were 800 people. And Dadi Janki came for that. Now big question, she will ask for tolling. How will it look in United Nations hall, distributing tolling? She said, don't worry, I will sit by the door, I will have chair, you all do what you have to do, I will give tolling. Okay, we will make it, even center was new. We didn't have people, but I knew very good cooking. Baba taught us a lot of tolis and she will sit in a corner and everyone looking at this old woman sitting, but she has a container. She said, if few grains of God's bandara, but Shiva was bandara, even if few grains go in someone's stomach, it will one day purify them. So she was not distributing. But she said it's God's bandara. The food or whatever money comes. So it should be shared with maximum. Then I understood. Before I felt, okay, you give tolling, Brahmins, but you give anyone, everyone.
Didi, this is a very important aspect that you've just raised, this value for what Baba's giving us and the acceptance of it. And the fact that we're sitting here today in Baba's Yajna here, this is the construct of Baba's practical care for us. And that when we realize that, that creates an impulse in us and a value for what Baba has given us to share that with others. Now, the word that comes to mind here is definitely the value for this, but also the word consistency. Because we all have impulses to give and to share. Sometimes that's not consistent. And I guess in that whole topic, is it about moving past my internal limitations? Because to sustain a big heart all the time, and it breaks the conventions of customs and systems, like the beautiful story that he said, in the United Nations, you do your own work, I'm going to sit here and give a little piece of God's love. What helps to create consistency in being able to remain benevolent like that?
How many of you feel that you're receiving Lord from Baba? Everyone? just being sitting on sofas with such beautiful atmosphere. Even if you go to temples or anywhere, any religious place, you won't get, because it's family, it's university, it's organization. Now, there are three words which are mostly used. Stable, unshakable, and consistent. Atal, Adol, or Ekras. Ekras really is that when your feelings, internal feelings, are consistent, then your giving will also be consistent. But this Maya creates little battle. conflict plays around with us, and sometimes it affects our feelings. When it reaches to the feelings somewhere, then we are not consistent. And that is why I say that we have conquered Ravan, but not Maya. So some say, how come? Ravan, five vices we have conquered. Don't have anger and anger as anger. But we do have some traits where we get upset or become loud and forceful or whatever. Traits are there, right? So recognition, like this morning, Baba said, as you don't know God, so you say He is omnipresent. But actually Maya is omnipresent. But you don't even know what is Maya. So people think wealth is Maya. So I always say it's true, because wealth is Lakshmi and wealth also is Maya. People fight for wealth. If you consider Lakshmi, you will be full all the time. But if it becomes Maya, and like because of money I do something which I feel is not right, shouldn't happen. It's Maya. So, to be consistent, I was looking for answer. One of the Murli Baba said, Sada Simirti Sarup Se Ek Rasa Vasta Banegi. That means what I have to pay attention, that my awareness, whether it's soul consciousness, we are family, we are Brahmins, or we are servers, whatever. When there is awareness, consistent, that means we don't go into vismriti, we don't forget. Sometimes it does happen, and that's where it breaks. That's where now it's not consistent. And Mama very jokingly used to say, antar, antar, nirantar. That means why suddenly something, Baba says if your thread breaks and you put a knot, but still it's not same. You break, you put knot, then you break, you put knot. So our aim at this time should be not allow our feelings to be hurt. Because of body consciousness, somebody says some words, even has good intention, but we just kind of, I don't want to talk to that, I have bad feelings for that. So we allow our feelings. Many say, I am trying to heal myself. I said, that is good, but try not to be hurt also. Because we are hurt, then we heal, then we hurt, then we heal. So consistent into at least few years, I have paid a lot of attention not to allow any situation to reach my emotions, my feelings. Let Baba's love, Baba's care, family, awareness of all that should be consistent. So as much you become Simirti Sarup, that much you become Ekras, means consistent. And I had one thing which I couldn't do, whatever, whether external physical weakness or mental, was to be consistent in the sense of maybe few years ago, I will read Murli in class Monday to Sunday. But of course later on we had others, we had to share. So I didn't realize until during COVID, and then Dadi Janki, I offered bhog for 13 days. And Dadi always used to have chit-chat at 7:30. So I said, let's do, at least maintain some of Dadi's tradition. And now it's 3 years. It's not only offering bhog, but whatever happened, This morning I had to read Hindi Murli. So generally I do a Vyakti Parivar 6 in the morning. According to the same time, it goes live. But whatever happens to body, to mind, whatever it is, but I haven't missed even one. So I thought that God gave me an opportunity to create what I haven't done for 60 years maybe. So again, looking at, if you keep your, it's like your commitment or whatever it is, you know, needed, then you can be consistent not only in emotions and the feelings, but also in doing what you have to do it. And I think it's important to be consistent, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's where accumulation is starting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Accumulation is what? If you tried to be, you know, in the sense of that I have to be loving whatever happens. And it becomes natural. Like before, our good wishes were more from intellect. You're upset with someone, but I still have good wishes for you. But it was more intellect. But now it is from the heart. Good wishes for you, blessings for you. Because if anyone is not happy, it's not good for the family. So how to keep everyone happy? At least from your heart, there are good wishes. And those good wishes from the heart are called blessings. You know, not only good wishes. I tell people, family, good wishes are not enough these days. Everyone says, can I get blessings? Before was good wishes, now is blessing. So I think if each one of us keep aim, try with little, I have to be consistent.
And also, Didi, there is this aspect, I mean, having watched you over the years, what I've observed is that you have looked after your mind. Because there seems to be a capacity we do need to develop of internal cleanliness, stability of mind, and especially valuing our thoughts, that treasure, that allows us to create a state in which we can remain consistent. And I remember many years ago you had said that I actually only give a certain amount of thoughts for some things. I won't have more than this amount of thoughts on this particular subject. And I think when we get to the roots of remaining free from the influence of Maya, this subject of looking after your mind is very important. And so I'd like you to just elaborate on that, because when we talk about love, the love can get corrupted, but when it's Gyan Yukta love, and it comes from a place of mental clarity, and you've looked after your mind, what can we do more with looking after our mind in this way?
You know, one time Baba said, Dadi Gulzar has accumulated lot of power of the mind. Because of that, Baba is able to use Dadi's soul and the body for so many hours. Because she thought enough, but not too much. Right? So there was a situation in Delhi, the center. She was connected, even she was in charge of Delhi. So there was a situation, and Baba had to come that day. So Dadi Janki said, let's go to Dadi Gulzar, talk to her and ask her. If she has concern, we will take care of it. So when we went to her, Dadi, situation will be okay. Don't worry. She said, my Baba doesn't worry, why will I worry? The way she said it, my Baba doesn't worry, then why should I worry? And I liked it. So, even now with us, knowingly, unknowingly, certain situations arise, some misunderstandings happen. And I see them as part of regular life and all that. So I work on that. And then I say, well, Baba, you take care now. Because if I am not able to give to Baba, there won't be yoga. And if there is no yoga, then what will happen to the soul? It's like light will extinguish. No? So I think, use your thoughts up to certain extent. And then use rest of the thoughts to remember Baba. And that is why in Baba's Muli, when Baba says, either father, Baap ya Baat, either matter will stay, issues will stay, or Baba will stay. And I always remember that. How much should I keep engaging myself all the time? This shouldn't happen, this should happen, this shouldn't happen. And that is why I just remember this morning's awake signal. I don't know how carefully you heard. Whatever happening according to Dharma is very good. But what is needed according to the time and the closeness? You understand? So you're using full stop. Whatever happening is very good, Dharma. But should I just stay there? What is my next sentence after full stop? Full stop doesn't mean time. That is getting stuck, right? But if I have to continue, right, I have to write another sentence, then I have look at time, look at the need of the time, what I have to do. But I can't sit back and say, it's drama. Okay, drama is drama. But what I have to do next moment? So somewhere you are active, and there are some times you just use full stop and then. But full stop also means to move forward. If you don't put full stop, you can never ascend and move forward. So there is importance, but then there is something further. Right? So it's very interesting if we kind of pay attention to what Baba wants us to do at this time. So these avyakti signal, I like it so much. Because even if you can do little bit per day, it's not whole day you could do it, but little bit every day, then at least within month, you have been able to reveal Baba to some extent. We're not waiting until end. Oh, suddenly Baba will be revealed. In the beginning people come, they want to test us, they want, even they hear the knowledge, they want to see life. So revealing begins from very first day. But how you reveal, how much you reveal?
I think this is quite important, because using our thoughts has become commonplace in many aspects, situations, people. And I really liked what Didi said when she said, apply it to what is needed and then stop and use the rest in remembrance of Baba. And Baba's often said that one of the biggest methods of accumulation is to apply the dot. Now, Didi, there's another part of thinking that when souls come in front of a situation, then they're coping with their intellects. You know, they're using points of knowledge. I'm a soul. It's like applying an injection of glucose at that moment to try and cope with something, but not necessarily using the power of their stage to transform a situation. So what supports that shift to go from the head of applying points of knowledge about what I have to be, what I should do, how I should do it, to actually using the strength of my own stage to bring transformation?
This should be next topic for all class. I'm looking at the time. I can be brief, yeah? we should always remember in Hindi stage is called sthiti and circumstances are called paristhiti. And the word par means which is not in my control. All the situation, any time, even if you go out for drive for half an hour, anything could happen anyway. It's not in our plan that this shouldn't work then. But there is possibility. So stage is really to go beyond that influence of the situation first. Once you are influenced, whether fear, worry, possible, not possible, difficult, you are little bit influenced, your energy goes down, power is gone. And Dadi Janki used to give example. And during call of time, Dadi will say, we are in the boat. Boat is moving along. And suddenly you see little bit water coming in the boat. What will happen next? Boat will be full of water and will be sinking, right? So influence of the situation is like water entering now boat. So first you have to make sure, okay, this is it. Take few moments, which power, which virtue, not knowledge. Which power, which virtue I need to use. Use that to keep your stage very stable and unshakable. So that you can come up with something which is the right solution. Because as we go on this spiritual journey, we are going higher. So the tests which come are very subtle, no? Really you have to be in good yoga to get right answers and make everyone happy or whatever. So I would just say that don't be influenced by any situation. It will happen, you will find. So that your stage, your virtue or power can function and can bring that result. I was thinking maybe few minutes of good meditation can help us also. It's very good. Thank you, Gopi Ben. And
thank you, Didi. They want Toli.
Toli you will get. You will get Toli and you will get a gift which is timeless calendar. Once in a year from Avyakti Parivar, we make a gift. And this time we made for everyone. Because I knew we are meeting. So you will get that also. Toli and the calendar. Only request is that there might be some groups who are going down. I think we have enough calendar. But some who are going down maybe can get there too. So we see how it goes. But yes, Toli is your birthright. And I think we have arranged Toli. Anything else? That's it.
Did you appreciate that? I think she took us into a very practical demonstration. Yes. Thank you.
We collectively offer our love to Baba. And our heart is full of gratitude Baba is guiding us every moment. Combined with us as Karan Karavanha. Taking my responsibility and still making me a responsible soul. Giving us the recognition of power of purity and power of yoga. Gave us the recognition of our worthiness and making us aware that we have all the treasures of knowledge, virtues and powers. To maintain self-respect I just have to be careful so that my treasures remain full. Any weakness could be the leaks with determination, knowing the weakness bring transformation. And let it become my strength. Baba's company. Baba's love sustains us. Baba has given us unlimited family. But our pure feelings are for the world family. We share vibrations. We share the words of wisdom and blessings through our eyes. Always remember, whatever I have been given to us by Baba is not mine. As much we share, the treasure store becomes more and more full. Let there be contentment, and always remain cheerful. And our nature to be very, very sweet. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.